Sound station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, was held right here in 2021 and 22, but now it's back in the Washington area with New York Republican Elise Stefanik, one of the warm-up speakers for former President Donald Trump.
Thank you, America, for firing Nancy Pelosi once and for all.
Trump speaks shortly, and after being one of the main attractions for the past 2 years, potential rival Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is not there, although he did speak at a rival event near Trump's South Florida estate this past week. President Biden will have at least one primary challenger next year.
I, as of today, am a candidate for the office of President of the United States.
Self-help author and political activist Marianne Williamson making the announcement at Washington's Union Station a couple of hours ago. It's been about 5 hours since a crash and resulting fire filled the sky with smoke in Frederick, Maryland. Fire Chief Tom Coe.
One tanker truck hauling flammable liquid completely engulfed in flames with extension to three homes and three automobiles.
The driver was killed. No other injuries reported. Officials say they're watching air quality and isolating the area where the liquid material spilled. Heavy winter storms are taking their toll on several states. CBS's Allison Keyes has the weather roundup.
Kentucky's governor says five people died in his state. Three were killed by falling trees in Alabama, and a man drowned in Arkansas after driving into high floodwaters. Hundreds of thousands are without power, including in Detroit, where DTE Energy President Trevor Lauer tells our affiliate WWJ.
You've been out and about. You can see there's a lot of trees down. The heavy snow brought down a lot of trees and branches that may not have come down completely during the ice storm that just finished.
This is some in the mountains in Southern California remain trapped after a rare heavy snowfall. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
There's good news for patients who can't use statins and are trying to fight high cholesterol. A new drug may soon be available for them. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook has a look at a 5-year study on the drug called Nexletol.
They found that in patients with increased cardiovascular risk, a drug called bempedoic acid was found to decrease heart-related complications such as heart attack or need for a procedure like a bypass operation or stent.
The United Nations nuclear watchdog says Iran has promised it will help in the UN's investigation into uranium particles that were found at an undeclared site and reinstall monitoring equipment. He says that promise comes after a meeting with Iran's president. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, And if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 20 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 42. Cloudy tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation likely. Lows level off around 33. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 41.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. The day after the spring primary election in the great state of Wisconsin. Dom, how you doing, man?
I'm great, man. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Happier happy hour.
Yeah, right. Janet Protasiewicz, the judge here in Wisconsin, the Democrat, now Democrat-endorsed judge, just whooping ass in here in the primary yesterday. And, of course, my Senate District 8, Jody, unopposed, but we found out who she's going to be facing. I'm looking forward, man. It's going to be a sprint to April, and everyone needs to be engaged, man. So I'm pretty pumped up right now.
As am I. I didn't think Janet Protasiewicz would run away and hide with it last night. She had more votes than both of the conservatives combined.
Well, that and combined with the turnout rate, and granted, you know, 21.6% sounds low, but that's actually an historic high for a spring primary here in the state of Wisconsin.
Record breaking.
I mean, literally. And so, what does that mean? Engagement is up, and is it rightfully should be when we're, you know, surrounded by these mega insurrectionists and anti-abortion. These folks, and of course Dan Kelly, the conservative running for Wisconsin Supreme Court, he's fine with the way the maps are gerrymandered here in the state of Wisconsin. He wouldn't touch those. So these are major issues. And as a former independent until the righties got all wackadoodle, what I want is a level playing field, man. Fair maps. If you think you got better ideas and better candidates, we should be on a level playing field. But they don't. And so I'm looking forward to something, some lawsuit, somehow, some way. If Protasiewicz can pull it out and we can bring some law, we might be able to have some actual fair representation here in the state of Wisconsin. It's a long, long time coming.
I'm kind of banking on it, Dom. And I hate to linger on the backyard Wisconsin politics, but politicking's about elections, right? And we're the only place in the nation that had an election yesterday.
Yeah.
So if you're listening from somewhere else, this is important stuff.
Come on, man. New York Times, Washington Post, The Hill. Everyone's writing this up because this is a big deal. And to reiterate, record turnout in the state of Wisconsin, that says a lot.
I hope it portends a glorious victory for our earlier guest, Janet Protasiewicz. And if you missed it, find the podcast at the civicmedia.us. Go to the show page. I know you'd be tempted to look under greatest radio show ever, but try us there at the Devil's Advocates. They haven't seen the wisdom to, you know, tagging us under both.
Greatest radio show ever, trademark. Also, Crudy, other news. Yes. We got to get to the national stuff.
We'll get there.
All right. You got something else you want to throw?
I do.
All right. What do you got?
Well, you talked about the issues. The issues before the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Abortion, gerrymandering, yeah.
Those are the two big ones. In fact, they captured the headline. Our friend Jesse Apoyan over at the Cap Times. Abortion, redistricting, loom large over Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Because effectively, one candidate determines whether or not we're going to have abortive rights in the state of Wisconsin. We're currently under an 1849 law that effectively makes abortion all but illegal under any circumstance except the life of the mother. No exceptions for rape or incest. And being a little moderate here in the state of Wisconsin, according to Republicans, is throwing the women a bone of maybe allowing exceptions for rape or incest.
If you're lucky, and we get something else in return.
And of course,
Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson tells you women, if you don't like it, you can leave. That's the Republican, that's the MAGA attitude towards your rights. How do you vote for that? Any woman.
Well, he also pointed out it's going to be a little messy, Dom, here.
Is that what it is? It's just a little messy? That's a nice way to put it.
The thing that has made the state of Wisconsin messy and so polarized is the gerrymandering.
This is
not a recent advent. The Republicans got swept in 2010. The Tea Party taxed enough already. They astroturfed. They went all in on hating on Obamacare. I would still take note of the fact Obamacare is the law of the land to this day. Still provides health care for many of my friends.
Wait, they didn't repeal and replace it with something
better? No, never did.
Oh, never did.
Never got around to it.
I thought that was something that Trump was working on. Like, 2 weeks is coming out.
No, but it worked out well as a social wedge issue that helped Republicans win control here in the state of Wisconsin. All three houses. And they had the Supreme Court, which has rubber stamped so much of the crap Scott Walker, the former governor here, would pass through in many ways. So many of the lawsuits were, pieces of legislation.
The laws themselves.
Would go in contrast to the existing, let's call it Constitution. And yet the Supreme Court would find any partisan rationale to rubber stamp. It was as much as a 5-2 partisan advantage on that court. Now it comes down to perhaps one vote that swings the entire next 10 years in the state of Wisconsin. And I don't overhype that. It is literally the time frame of the maps we're currently under. Because the 10-year maps cast by Walker and Fitzgerald and the other Fitzgerald, his brother, you know, two Assembly Speaker Fitzgerald and Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald and the Wanker, they were quite the Holy Trinity, those three. But the redistricting has been baked into the cake for another decade. The very same Wisconsin Supreme Court, where we're now contesting the balance, the soul, said you must take the old maps and make the least number of changes possible. And damn it, that's the law of the land. And Governor Tony Evers did just that. And Republicans put forth their maps. And the governor, as is his constitutional right, vetoed their maps. And they took it to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And the first time through, Hagedorn, the swing vote, the judicial independent, if you will, Dom, he upheld. And then it went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and effectively Hagedorn lost his spine, and he judicially overturned the veto of the governor and said, instead, we're back to using the worst case scenario Republican maps.
The most gerrymandered, political gerrymandered maps in the history of the world is what we are living under right now in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, that's mathematically arguable, but they're pretty damn awful.
If you could point somewhere else anytime in history that are worse than what we have, I'd love to see it.
We got some friends listening on WCPT 820 AM in Illinois. few conservatives down there might take issue to being on the wrong side of the gerrymander, but let me read a little from our friend Jesse Appoyan. The stage is set for April's high-profile Wisconsin Supreme Court race, and voters can expect abortion to play a prominent role in the contest that will determine ideological control of the court. You noted, I started there with Janet Protasiewicz, our recent guest. Milwaukee County Court Judge Janet Protasiewicz, a liberal, and former state Supreme Court Justice by appointment only. Dan Kelly, let's not forget the Republican wanker, had Prosser retire so he could turn Kelly into an incumbent, and Kelly still got his ass handed to him by the largest Supreme Court losing margin in my memory, Dom. I'm not saying in my lifetime, but my memory, 163,000 on the downside. Oof. Every other race in Wisconsin goes 5 to 20, maybe 30,000 votes. Tony Evers won an 89,000 vote landslide in the midterms. And Dan Kelly already lost by 163,000 votes once.
Ooh, when you say it like that, it sounds really, really bad.
Well, I hate to call him former state Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly, a conservative, emerged from Tuesday's four-way primary. Protasiewicz led the way with about 46% of the vote. Kelly got 24%. I'd say not so shabby, but it's kind of shabby. Conservative Waukesha County Circuit Judge Jennifer Doro trailed Kelly by 2 points. That means she got 22. Everett Mitchell, a distant fourth. The April 4th general election could result in the state's high court flipping from a bat guano crazy conservative majority to a liberal majority that Crudy would prefer for the first time since 2008. And while that would open the doors to legal challenges on any number of decisions, from union rights, think Act 10, to redistricting, my preferred issue here in the state of Wisconsin, Dom, Wisconsin's 174-year-old abortion ban remains at the forefront of the campaign, much as it did in the November election. A challenge to the ban before a Dane County Circuit judge is expected to make its way to the state Supreme Court.
Oh, that's, I mean, so this is, I mean, it's already in process.
Oh, yeah. What, you don't think people are strategic, Tom? I know that you don't like to be strategic, but oh, others. You know,
I just don't like bad strategy, Crudy.
I'm not sure that there's going to be much oxygen in the room for anything beyond that, frankly. It just seems to be where the left has made its home in this race, as it did in the midterms, according to political science professor Ryan Owens. Now, Ryan Owens is a conservative and considered a run for, what, attorney general here in the state of Wisconsin, just so you know who Ryan is. Owens, an attorney who also teaches at UW Law School, ran for attorney general, said he expects the candidates will each try to paint their opponent as too radical, much like the November gubernatorial and U.S. Senate elections.
Yeah, but here's the big deal. The RNC, they were paying conservative Dan Kelly, right? Wisconsin GOP, they were paying. The dude was on the payroll, literally on the payroll. And if it's not bad enough, what was he on the payroll for? To help them figure out how to overturn the will of the people with election integrity, investigations, and advice, whatever the case is. I didn't hear Dan Kelly, who came in second and now will challenge Protasiewicz in April for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I didn't hear him bitching about how this election went for him last time. What's changed?
You know, you fault the man for taking $120,000 and apparently recommending a criminal fraudulent scheme. Some would call it seditious conspiracy against the U.S. Constitution.
Some have been convicted of such, yes.
You would hold that against him, Dom, but since he lost the Supreme Court race by 163,000 votes, most in my memory, Dukhorovsky, hell, the man needed the money, Dom. He's doing it for the dues. Come back, more devils.
Shocking pay-to-play scheme.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Let it slip, it cough, it check. Talk to the doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%. Take the time.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us in the frivolity at 844-967-2789.
What frivolity?
This frivolity.
Well, I am feeling pretty good. Janet Protasiewicz outperformed last night. Voters outperformed last
night. And that's what I'm all about, man. I mean, if Everett Mitchell would have come out and won with, 46%, that'd be fine, too. I'm super, super stoked and proud of our fellow citizens here in the state of Wisconsin to show up like they did. Like they've never showed up before. That's awesome, man. That is so encouraging. And I just of course, the flip side is 21.6% is pretty crappy. But it's the most we've ever had in this kind of election. So I'll take what I can get. I just hope it's a continual a trend of engagement here in the state of Wisconsin.
Dom, it absolutely will be. I mean, dude, if we've got a 35% increase over the record of 2020 when we cast our Supreme Court primary with a presidential primary, and we blew through that number by 35%, and Protasiewicz basically took her two opponents and beat them both combined, this was a great night for her campaign, for the state of Wisconsin, for the Democratic Party. And what this tells me, Tom, this will soon be a $60 million race. $60 million in the next 6 weeks. $10 million a week.
$60 million. Damn.
And they're all going to tell you, Protasiewicz sucks. No, Dan Kelly sucks. But here's what I would say. The electorate is not fooled. And if we had record voting by 35% in a spring primary, man, they are going to blow the doors off in the general election. Certainly the audience listening here on Civic Media to the Devil's Advocates radio show, I know that they're going to vote. I know that our audience votes, Tom. And I'm not trying to over-conflate here. I realize this is a budding new radio civic media network, but I feel like an informed electorate, an activated and engaged electorate certainly favors Team Blue in this case. Good luck with that.
No, in this case and in over history, when we talked over the course of our show over the many years, we referenced former Republicans back in the day saying, hey, we don't want people to vote. We as being the Republicans, are better off when people are not engaged, when people don't show up. It's better for the Republicans. When people show up, the more people that show up, Well, it's worse for the Republicans. That's why Republicans engage in voter suppression activities. I mean, come on, of course, they're willing to sacrifice, martyr some of their own voters if they can martyr, if they can sacrifice a couple others voting for the other person.
Yeah, but when the Democrats are so engaged, when they blow it out of the water, when they break the records by 35%, and I have every expectation they're going to do far better in a well-informed general election race coming up in just like six short weeks, Don.
Wow, man, it's crazy.
Because the money's pouring in. The money's every ad on the TV, sadly. You know, the good thing is football season's done. Yeah, a little spring trade of baseball and like the Masters coming in April.
Come on, man. March Madness. What are you talking about? We're right around the corner, brother.
Oh, that's so sad. It's so sad that March Madness will be besmirched with Dan Kelly ads. And Janet Protasewicz ads. I prefer the latter candidate of the two. But it will be a far better informed electorate than it ever has been in a spring race prior.
Well, when you tell women of the state, number one, if you don't like it, you can leave, Senator Ron Johnson, and that you're second-class citizens, and you know you can maybe if you play ball with us, we'll allow you to have control over your own body, but only in the case of rape or incest. I mean, that's not a huge selling point, and it needs to be amplified over and over and over again. And oh yeah, by the way, we talk about Dan Kelly. Now, let's put this the other way. If Janet Protasewicz happened to be on the payroll of the DNC or the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, what do you think the Republicans would be screaming about right now? Oh, they'd be losing their freaking mind. But it was Dan Kelly, and not only was he on the payroll, I got to reiterate, this guy was apparently involved in the false elector scheme and investigating election irregularities, whatever the hell that meant, above and beyond the other guy, Gableman, who we were also paying through Robin Voss in Wisconsin Assembly. I mean, this is what they are. This is what they do. So, I mean, number one, if it was the other way around, they would be freaking the F out. And number two, the subject matter of the advice was to overturn the will of the people in a democracy.
We strongly suspect by the actual actions of the fraudulent Trump electors, they carried through on the plan.
Yeah.
So we suspect the legal advice from Dan Kelly was not, no, don't do it. 844-967-2789. Do call the devil's advocates. Dick from Madison. Appreciate your patience, fella. How you doing?
Hey, Dick.
Real good. It was a great night last night, wouldn't you have to agree? To this Tucker Carlson thing with Kevin McCarthy dumping all this stuff, sadly...
Oh, the 40,000 hours of video surveillance, right, from the attack on the Capitol, yes.
Yeah, correct me where I'm wrong here. We're about a really good AV geek into turning in this into something that it really isn't, just like Bill Barr did with the Mueller report.
I mean, you know potentially, Dick, I mean, I don't know if there's going to be like a deep fake films or those kinds of things. And but I got to tell you, honestly, other than like providing, you know, the being able to discern safe houses and procedures in the Capitol, I think those kinds of things should be allowed to not be shown to the public. There's a reason for security for that. But above and beyond that, I'm down, man. Show it. Show it all. So what? We know what they did. Yeah. We know exactly what they did.
Mm-hmm. Except that they will skew it and turn it into something that it really wasn't.
As opposed to what, Dick? As opposed to their, you know, their nuance up to this point? That's exactly what they do.
Well, that's true. But, you know, the whole thing in general comes down to just this. If we're really a democracy, after all, if a president can break the law, are we really a democracy?
Well, yeah, if they break the law, they got to be held to account. Yes, we are, but you have to question certainly some of our pillars of democracy, Dick. But the only way that stands, the only way we remain, is to stay engaged and to fight for that democracy. We are the Devil's Advocates.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank
you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Badger Hockey.
Lifts and shoots and scores!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Badger Hockey is on the air.
From Yost Arena in Ann Arbor, Michigan, welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, game two of a best of three first round Big Ten playoff series between the Wisconsin Badgers and the Michigan Wolverines. Our producers tonight, Drake Picard and Aisha Jackson at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. From UW Athletic Brand Communications, Paul Capobianco alongside me. I'm Brian Posick. Glad you could join us. Well, the Badgers gave it all they had last night in a wildly entertaining game here at Yost Arena. A 6-5 victory for the fourth-ranked Wolverines, who scored with about 23 seconds left in regulation to force overtime. And then halfway through the first 20-minute sudden-death overtime period, they get the game winner from Stephen Holtz and walk out of here with their 21st win of the year. Meanwhile, the Badgers fell to 13-22. But I tell you, Paul, up and down action, big plays, fantastic offense, at times some pretty good defense and some goaltending as well that played a factor. And here tonight, we'll see if Wisconsin can get the job done in what is an elimination game. You win, you play on. If you lose, unfortunately, the season would be over.
Yeah, it definitely was a fun night last night. Unfortunately, with the result, didn't make it as fun as it could have been. But really, Wisconsin, if you look about what they needed to do to be in the game and play well yesterday, they stayed out of the box, did a good job there. They were pretty good in front of their own net and really the offensive net. They were mentally tough. They responded. Michigan got an early goal, but they were still fine. They were good. Took the lead. Michigan took a lead again a couple times, and Wisconsin just kept answering, and they were battling the whole night. I mean, you can't ask that much more for what the Badgers did last night. I mean, Michigan showed some of their skill with some great shots that they scored on and some cross-ice passing, but really, there's nothing you can really complain about how Wisconsin played yesterday, even though they ended up with a loss.
Yeah, actually, Wisconsin led for almost half of the game, 34 minutes and 18 seconds, but the Wolverines prevail 6-5. Series continues here tonight. Jared Moe will start in goal for the Badgers opposite the Wolverines' Eric Portillo, and we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Tony Granato when we come back. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
The
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
United Way of Southwood in Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 12th Annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 14th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, online auction, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Lion Energy, Aspirus Health, Connexus Cares, Ginzel Insurance Agency, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Prevail Bank, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Yost Arena in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where Wisconsin and Michigan meet again tonight. Big Ten playoffs started last night in a wild one as the Wolverines prevailed in overtime 6-5. Head coach Tony Granato joins us. You don't often see six ties and six lead changes in a hockey game, but we saw it last night. Boy, your team gave everything it had last night, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a really good hockey game. You know, lots of the things we talked about before the game. That we wanted to do, special teams, power play. I thought our power play was great. We only got the one goal, but man, oh man, did we create a lot of offense off of it. I thought we were pretty disciplined and physical in the same way. You know, we didn't take a lot of penalties, but we thought we were pretty physical as far as finishing checks. Their big guys made plays when they had to. We were close, played a good enough game. That's a lot of times you play a game like that, you win. But last night, we just couldn't finish it off. So the positives of last night, are we confident we can score? We're confident we can be physical against them. We're confident we can do some things on the power play. Both units looked real good at understanding what was available and did a really nice job with that. So we come into this game, obviously their backs are against the wall, but proud of the way we played last night. We'll have to do the same thing tonight. Hope we get a better result.
What more can you do defensively to slow down that high-powered offensive mission?
Well, we had a pretty hard matchup with Lindmark and Bantle and Horback against 19's line last night. And, I thought they did a pretty good job, but ultimately when they crossed our line, they made plays. Gets three goals. Fantilli gets three goals. So we didn't do a good enough job checking that line. So tonight we're not going to have as hard of a matchup because I think that's real taxing on one line to have to do that. So we'll try to get Brock's line in there and maybe a little bit of Mercy's line to play against him a little bit. I think we got to be more physical against that line. I think there were opportunities last night. We could have bumped them that we kind of let them off the hook. So I think that'll be important. But they're best. They've been the best line in college hockey for most of the season. And obviously last night when their team needed them, they stepped up and made the plays.
The Badgers and the Wolverines again tonight. More with Tony Granato in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Save big money on your next bathroom project with 11% off everything at Menards. Come check out our great selection of Brohn bath fans. Brohn bath fans innovate home ventilation systems while significantly clearing out extra humidity from your bathroom. Visit the store today and get 11% off all Brohn fans now at Menards. Good through March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi,
welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badgers and Wolverines coming up here in just a bit. Game three, if necessary, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock Central on the Badger Sports Network. Tony Granato's with us. And, you know, we've seen the elevation of Matthew DeSaint-Fowl each of the last 2 years in the second half of the season. He's on a roll again, had a hat trick last night. The young man is, you can tell today, he's focused and ready to play, and he looked really good last night.
I mean, it was a kid that just cares so much. And first part of the year, again, things didn't go well for him. He stuck with it, you know, and as the second half is gone, I think he's gained a lot of confidence and trust. I got him playing with two freshmen, and that's a big responsibility. And he's helping those guys grow and develop. And obviously, Cruz has had a really, really good year offensively. I think Strams is one that has the potential to still be able to have a little bit of a push for us offensively that hasn't scored as much as, you know, I think he can. So, but I've given that responsibility to Maddie. So he's taken a lot of that on. But the last, you know, few weeks, you know, his game is to the point where he realizes, heck, you know, we got a pretty good chance as a team to make some special things happen regardless of what's happened earlier in the year, and he's taking that upon himself. So last week he scores a game winner at Penn State. Last night gets the three goals, hits the crossbar another time, hits two other great one-timers from the slot that Portillo made good saves on him. So he's on it, he's around it, he's dialed in, and obviously tonight, you know, if we can get that same energy and get the same opportunities. We scored five last night. We had opportunities to score a lot more than five. I mean, that might have been maybe one of our best offensive performances on the road all season. I think, you know, we had 25-plus chances last night, and that's a lot on the road. And so if we can generate that same offense, lots of it came off of forecheck, lots of it came off of great defensive zone coverage, which led to the offense. And I thought our speed was good. I thought we used our speed really well last night. So we'll have to do the same thing. We got to have that jump and energy, and we got to be on our toes. We can't sit back and watch. We can't, you know, wait to see how the game's going to be played. We have to make sure that we set the tone for the physicality, for the way we're skating, and then the forecheck. And if we can do that, you know, we'll have a chance to keep them off balance. I thought for the first half of the game, we really did. You know, they were opportunistic in the first period when they needed to make plays. They did and stayed in the game. But you know, we'll have to be at our best for sure.
That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato previewing tonight's game two of the Big Ten first round playoff series between Wisconsin and Michigan. And we'll tell you more about the Wolverines and look ahead to what's going on in Big Ten hockey here tonight besides this series when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 20. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 42. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow night, mixed precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 33. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday night.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 41.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Badgers getting ready for the rematch against Michigan. And, Paul, you look at the Wolverines. We saw Adam Fantilli, the nation's leading scorer. He was really good last night. He had a couple of goals, 3 points. Mackie Samuskevich lit the lamp a couple of times. And while Luke Hughes, maybe the best offensive defenseman in the country, was relatively quiet, although he was credited with two helpers, they also had Seamus Casey, another defenseman who can add some offensive flair. They're just so deep from top to bottom.
They are, and you didn't mention a couple other guys. I'm a big fan of Ethan Edwards for them on the offensive end for Michigan. He's an offensive defenseman, and they got a goal from a guy on defense who hadn't scored in his career to win it in overtime. It's crazy. Mackie Samuskevich had an incredible shot, and he's dangerous. And yeah, they're just up and down the lineup. They have offensive ability for sure.
Yeah, Wisconsin, though, facing a team that has, at times, they get into a racehorse type of game and can give up quality chances, as Tony mentioned in the pregame show. Eric Portillo, their goaltender, in goal again tonight. He allowed 5 goals on 43 shots on goal last night. And while he's 4-1 in his career against Wisconsin, he's got a 354 goals against and an .877 save percentage. Badgers and the Wolverines, and we'll tell you what's going on with Michigan State and Notre Dame, Ohio State and Penn State in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the #1 orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The #1 hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Well, all the home teams won the opening game of their best of three Big Ten tournament playoff series last night. Michigan over Wisconsin. Notre Dame shut out Michigan State 1-0 as Ryan Bischel made 36 saves. And Ohio State knocked off Penn State 5-1 as Stephen Halliday had a goal and 4 points. And Jakob Dobisch stopped 33 shots for the Buckeyes. Game two in Columbus. Penn State and Ohio State are scoreless about halfway through the third period. The Buckeyes have 40 shots on goal, but Liam Soulier has stopped them all. Penn State's managed only 20 shots on goal, and Michigan State is forced to decisive Game 3 in its series with Notre Dame thanks to a 4-2 win in South Bend today. Dylan St. Cyr stopped 31 shots for the Irish. Who used to be play for the Irish. He's now with the Spartans. Nash Nienhaus got credit for the game-winning goal early in the third period. So the Spartans and Irish will play a third game. We'll see if Penn State can beat Ohio State and force a third game. Wisconsin's hoping to win tonight and force a third game here in Ann Arbor. And we'll set the line charts for you when we come back from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Academic, I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times.
being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Treating the Badgers, treating you. UW Health Sports Medicine sponsors our injury update. The Badgers at full health, or at least as healthy as you can be at this time of the year. Healthy scratches tonight. Ty Smolanic, Robbie Newton, and Shea Donovan. Michigan without one of its better defensive defensemen, Jacob Truscott, with a lower body injury. He's done for the season. Before we continue, we pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. From Yost Arena in Ann Arbor, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield. So the Badgers 13-22 following last night's 6-5 overtime loss, in which they outshot the Wolverines 43-36. In goal, Jared Moe, the 6'4 senior from New Prague, Minnesota. He's 10-16 this season, a 3.16 goals against average, a 901 save percentage, 4 shutouts. He stopped 30 of 36 shots in his last start, which was 34 of 40 shots in his last start a week ago last night at Penn State, a 6-1 loss to the Nittany Lions. He did start here against Michigan in a 6-2 loss in February, gave up 6 goals on 48 shots, and then started the finale and gave up 5 goals on 17 shots in 14 minutes of a 7-4 loss. But Jared does have experience in the playoffs, Paul. We saw last year in South Bend that, he did everything he could to help Wisconsin advance.
He sure did. And hoping for 3 games here, it'd be tough for a goaltender to go 3 straight nights. So Badgers luckily have 2 goalies that are pretty solid. And Wisconsin will look to Jared Moe to settle them down tonight and maybe only give up 1 or 2.
Starting defensive pair for the Badgers, Daniel Lodge, the 6'5 sophomore from Altoona, and junior Luke LeMaster out of Duluth. We'll also see Mike Vorlicki with Ben Dexheimer, Tyson Jugnauth, and Corson Kuhlemans. And those will be the defensive pairs. Starting centerman tonight, fifth-year senior Brock Caulfield from Stevens Point. 11 goals, 21 points. The left wing, fifth-year senior Jack Korniak from West Salem. 5 goals, 12 points. And playing in his 100th career game tonight, junior Sam Stang from Eau Claire. 3 goals, 11 points. He was really good last night.
Yeah, I mean, he saw penalty kill action throughout the game, especially in the first period. He was great creating chances. He's got a goal and took a point shot that got banked off of Matty DeSaint Fowl for an assist. So he's been good lately, and they need everybody.
Yep. The other forward lines remain the same from last night. Matthew DeSaint Fowl, who had a hat trick. He's on the left wing with freshman centerman Charlie Stramel and rookie right wing Cruz Lucius, who picked up his 32nd point in the 33rd game he's played in this season. The third line from left to right, junior Carson Bantle with senior Owen Lindmark and freshman Jack Horbach. And the fourth line, centered by fifth-year captain Dominic Mersch, who scored his first goal in 27 games last night. Sophomore Liam Malmquist on the left, and sophomore Zach Erdahl on the right. Brandon Nerado, the head coach of Michigan, going with Eric Portillo in goal, the 6'6 junior from Gothenburg, Sweden, 20-10-2 this year, a 306 goals against average, a 907 save percentage, and we will get to the rest of their starting lineup and have the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt when we come back from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Home Trunk Gaming Madison.
too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At